You're listening to the Screaming Pods Network.
Hello, welcome to this episode of Just the Discs. My name's Brian Sauer. This is my podcast about Blu-rays. I'm calling this episode Cops because it is basically all cop movies, and most are recent releases from various labels. So here we go. Let's start with some John Wayne and Brannigan from 1975.
The Duke is back. John Wayne is Brannigan.
Knock, knock.
You got no room!
A tough Chicago detective who's pounding a brand new beat.
Brannigan, you're a public menace.
I told you I wanted that big Irish wasted.
Police, son, follow that car.
The Duke's in London. And London will never be the same. John Wayne is Brannigan.
He likes to hurt people.
I made some real improvements since I was last here.
Thank you.
He covers the city from Scotland Yard.
The Home Secretary blowing his top, demanding to know what kind of a lunatic I've turned loose.
To Tower Bridge.
Oh, nice!
Well, the view from the bridge was terrific.
Seeing the sights.
I can pay 25 grand to get me that view.
Meeting the people.
Would you like to try for England's free dental care, or are you going to answer my question?
Enjoying the nightlife.
This isn't Chicago, you know, Brannigan.
That's right, Commander. You can't buy a decent hamburger anyplace. I wouldn't. Unless you want to sing soprano.
There were only three things wrong with the Yanks. Overpaid, oversexed, and over here. Damn!
That cuts it.
Oh!
The Duke's in London. God save the Queen. John Wayne is Brannigan.
Back says, screen legend John Wayne stars as Lieutenant Jim Brannigan, a Chicago policeman sent to the UK to escort a crime boss, John Vernon, back to the US. Wayne fans won't be disappointed with this crowd pleaser that teams him up with Richard Attenborough as British policeman Commander Swan. This exciting thriller, highlighted by an unbelievably clever dialogue, the most imaginative action sequences ever to be staged against the London landscape, and Wayne's magnetic screen presence, Brannigan, like the Duke himself, is unforgettable and unbeatable. Douglas Hickox, who directed The Sitting Target and Sky Riders, Sitting Target is great, by the way. Sky Riders is pretty good, too. Directed this action comedy that co-stars Judy Geeson, Mel Ferrer, Ralph Meeker, James Booth, Brian Glover, and Leslie Ann Down. So this one's pretty fun, I have to say. It's got some amazing theme music by Dominic Frontier, which I maybe will play a little bit of. There's a large amount of ethnic slurs against Wayne's character, his Irish heritage specifically. A lot of people calling him Mick and lots of different Irish slurs. And then, you know, Ralph Meeker, John Vernon, Richard Attenborough, I mean, and Judy Geeson, who I like a good deal, to go with a live-action Disney nerdy comparison, she's like somewhere between Haley Mills and Dorothy Provine. But anyway, it's a fun movie, and Wayne chews it up a little bit. Definitely sort of like an un-PC, kind of unfettered approach to... to a cop movie, but it's a lot of fun, and it's the second cop movie, well, maybe not even the second, but one of two that kind of go together that he did. I'll talk about the other one in just a second. This disc comes from Kino Lorber Studio Classics. It includes an audio commentary by Steve Mitchell, producer director of King Cohen, and film historian Nathaniel Thompson. Yeah, I mean, good track, definitely some fun stuff to talk about for sure, but it's interesting to see a later era John Wayne as kind of an action hero, you know. I can't remember if it's true or not that they wanted him as Dirty Harry, but this movie kind of exemplifies what that might have been like, and it's interesting for sure. So that's Brannigan. I also really like movies that have exclamation points in their titles, as if they are to be shouted, and Brannigan is one of those, so I guess I should be saying it like, Brannigan! Or something like that. Anyway, next up is the predecessor to Brannigan, and it's called McHugh.
John Wayne is McHugh. And this time, for the first time, he's a cop. McHugh's in big trouble. $2 million in junk is missing.
Hold it!
And somebody's trying to hang it on McHugh.
I got a message from Patty Samuels. He's sorry he blew it on McHugh, but he rang it up with Boyle.
You're off the investigation, Lieutenant. Pending review.
Oh, wait, think about it.
Frank, let him go. He was never part of the team anyway.
I don't like you. I never did. You're a bear. I don't like bears.
That gun's not licensed, McHugh.
Neither am I.
Suspects include lifelong friends. Evidence points to police brass. And the payoff is a trap for McHugh. McHugh's got a job. If he can't do it with the law, he'll do it beyond the law.
All right, bring him out.
McHugh, the cop nobody can stop. Not even the cops.
And this one is from Warner Brothers. It came out the year before, and it's definitely a different approach. The back says, two slain officers lie in pools of blood on the street. There's no pattern to the killings, and police are confused and scared. Only after gunshots splatter his partner across a back alley and Detective Lon McHugh himself narrowly escapes death does the bloody rampage make sense. Now McHugh knows whom to go after. John Wayne thunderously enforces the law in a high-velocity thriller that's like a big-city revenge western on wheels. Directed by action master John Sturges, The Magnificent Seven, The Great Escape, it careens around Seattle with the same eye for detail that the Dirty Harry series cast on San Francisco. Eddie Albert, Diana Muldaur, and Colleen Dewhurst co-star in this breathlessly paced, gritty showcase for the Duke. Oh, Roger E. Mosley is also in this, and I'm a big fan of him. Yeah, this one is much more serious, much more, like it says, gritty, dour. I don't want to say depressing, but it's not nearly as fun as Brannigan, but it's still interesting. I guess maybe this is more like Dirty Harry 2, in terms of that's a pretty gritty movie and not a fun over-the-top, so I guess maybe I'm off base in saying Brannigan is like it, but it's somewhere between these two movies is what a Dirty Harry John Wayne movie would have been like. Anyway, Warner Brothers Blu-ray comes with a featurette called McHugh, John Wayne in Action. In the trailer. And just so you know, McHugh is rated PG, Brannigan is also rated PG, but they feel like pushing it kind of PG movies, you know, like 70s PG as I like to call it, which is kind of PG-13, but could be closer to R rated in terms of violence and stuff like that. But still both very interesting John Wayne movies for my money. Next up, I've got one called Shakedown from 1988.
One thing I promise not to do in this courtroom is to pretend to you that I am representing Snow White for a client.
An overworked lawyer.
Once upon a time, all I plan to do is play the tenor sax. Forever.
An undercover cop.
This gun is clean. No serial numbers.
They're up against a city where the bad guys have taken over.
My client will make bail.
And the good guys are the worst of all.
You cops, you're the best that money can buy.
$50,000 a month in evidence. Disappears. Plan on taking down an army?
I don't know yet.
Hang on tight, partner.
Oh, I see. The ride gets rougher than this.
You betcha.
It's just the way I like it.
You better watch out.
I can roll with anything you put out, buddy.
What were you looking for?
Can you handle this, or is this too real for you?
Peter Weller.
You're gonna miss me when I'm gone, babe.
Sam Elliott.
Oh, I know what you're thinking. I'm old and slow.
Sit down. Whatever you do, don't call the cops.
This comes from Shout Select, and it says, a burned-out attorney, Peter Weller, reluctantly teams up with a renegade police detective, Sam Elliott, to find the truth behind the fatal shooting of an undercover cop by a notorious drug dealer. Targeted by a syndicate of corrupt cops and drug lords, the duo blast their way through the underbelly of New York in their unrelenting search for the shocking truth behind the crime. Filmed on the streets of Manhattan, Shakedown features some of the most incredible stunt work and chase sequences ever shot, including a death-defying fight scene atop Coney Island's Cyclone roller coaster. Delivering nonstop thrills from start to finish, Shakedown is one of the most entertaining high-speed cop films ever made and among the best from the action genre vet James Glickenhaus, who did The Soldier and The Exterminator, among other things. So yeah, this one's a lot of fun and is seemingly a bit forgotten these days, considering the pedigree of Peter Weller and Sam Elliott and how good a duo they do indeed make in this movie and how good the action is. It is quite good and quite entertaining. I'd kind of forgotten. Like, I knew this movie. I was aware of it. I had it on DVD. I remember watching it in the 90s at some point, but it held up a lot better than I expected. And a lot of it has to do with the buddy pairing. You know, they just, I don't know, they work together for me anyway. I think there's some other folks in it. Antonio Fargas shows up. I feel like I saw a couple of their familiar faces. But good stuff, and definitely worth a blind buy if you haven't seen it and you're into like 80s action movies and you like Peter Weller and Sam Elliott, and who doesn't? This Shout Select Blu-ray has an introduction by writer-director James Glickenhaus. It has audio commentary with James Glickenhaus. It has something called Shakedown Breakdown, an interview with James Glickenhaus. And Miles Over the Limit, James Glickenhaus discusses Miles Davis. Some other background character highlights include John C. McGinley and Shirley Stoller, who was in The Honeymoon Killers. Yeah, it's a good cast and a fun movie. Good Shout Select disc. 2018 is already looking real good for Shout Select, with this as being one of their early releases. Check it out. Okay, next up, I've got one from Kino Lorber called The Last of the Finest.
Well, I don't know about the rest of you guys, but me and Ricky are going swimming!
All their lives, they stood by what they believed in. Friends, family. But most of all,
freeze!
The law.
Inspectors.
They were LA's finest. Nothing could break up this team. Until they got too close to a case no cop was supposed to solve.
We went in without a backup, without a warrant, without probable cause.
We're talking major drug money here.
First, they lost a friend.
I don't want it to be different.
You have been charged with the fatality of Officer Howard Jones.
I resign. It's really what you want, isn't it?
Then they lost their badges.
What do you think? The department is going to go after Hojo's killer?
What the hell do you think that FBI guy was doing at Frank's hearing?
We can only do this on our own.
You going to go out and break the law now? Turn into a vigilante?
We're going to need weapons.
We're going to need money.
They may be off the force, but they're a force.
Sanitation department!
All their own.
Man, if we did this every day, you know where we'd be?
Yeah, we'd be dead.
You're interfering in interests you don't understand, mister.
Now they're going where no cop would dare.
We have those weapons, and we must supply them to our friends now.
You tried to hurt my family.
We got their laundry money.
Ride, mama, ride.
No badges.
I mean, with $22 million, we could buy our own country.
This is the money.
that killed Howard.
No backup.
Well, if we take this money, we're no better than they are.
There's no backing down. For the last of the finest.
And it says, an honest, independent-minded Los Angeles cop and his crew discover a sinister plot at work while attempting to bust drug traffickers. Brian Dennehy stars as Frank Daly, the last of the finest, a vanishing breed of cop who takes his work and honor seriously. Frank is forced to turn in his badge when his investigation of a drug ring gets too close to a sensitive government operation. Only a band of rogue cops led by Daly will go outside the law to battle a ruthless alliance of smugglers, arms dealers, and government agents. Fighting on their own terms, they follow a trail of drugs and weapons that leads to the highest levels of government. Top-notch direction by John McKenzie, The Fourth Protocol, and The Long Good Friday, with a stellar cast that includes Joe Pantoliano, Jeff Fahey, Bill Paxton, Michael C. Gwynn, Pamela Gidley, and Xander Berkeley. Yeah, this is one of those movies that the cast is so good, I'm like, how did I not see this? Because I hadn't seen this until this Blu-ray came out, and I don't know if it maybe just looked somewhat disposable. It came out in 1990, and maybe there was a point where I was just like, oh, this looks like some kind of straight-to-video stuff, and they just got this cast together. But I don't know. It's surprisingly fun. Not fun. It's surprisingly interesting as a movie, and everybody's taking it seriously, and this is a great crew, you know, seeing Dennehy and Pantoliano and Bill Paxton and Jeff Fahey. And Jeff Fahey, by the way, rocks. I love the guy, and it was neat to see him show up in Planet Terror, and I thought we were going to see him more and stuff, but I haven't seen quite the resurgence for him that I hoped. Regardless, this whole group is really good, and one of the credited screenwriters is George Armitage, so that's kind of cool. Music by Jack Nitschke, who's a composer from this era that I like very much. Anyway, it's just a really interesting cop film that feels like it comes from the 80s that I definitely feel like nobody's talking about right now, and it's definitely worth a look for the cast, if nothing else. I had a good time with it. The special features include an audio commentary by Steve Mitchell, producer-director of King Cohen, and film historian Nathaniel Thompson. So that's Last of the Finest. Next up is another from Kina Lorber Studio Classics, and it's the Chuck Norris classic, Code of Silence.
Eddie Cusack is a good cop. Having a bad day. Brothers, I promise you, blood for blood. With a murder to solve.
I want this guy Cusack. I want to know what he is, what he's doing, where he lives. I want him.
Squad, this is 1462. I need backup.
Hey, you don't want to be in here.
I want your opinion. I'll beat it out of you.
A mob war to stop. Take him apart.
Where's Cusack?
He's saving the world. An innocent girl to protect.
Angel! Give it up!
Jack took off with a whole truckload of armor.
Yeah, there's a fucking one-man army now.
Chuck Norris. Code of Silence. The toughest cop in the world just got tougher.
And it says, Eddie Cusack's a good cop having a very bad day. So this is one of my favorite Chuck Norris movies, I think, across the board. I like Lone Wolf McQuade a lot, and there are scattered others that I think are better than average, but this is definitely one of my faves. It says, from director Andrew Davis, who did The Fugitive, The Package, and Under Siege, comes this riveting, turbocharged crime thriller starring action legend Chuck Norris in what most critics and fans consider to be his best film. Exploding with heart-stopping chases and lethal martial arts confrontations, it's a daring and suspenseful adventure that pits an honest cop against two vicious crime lords and his own department. Eddie Cusack, Norris, is a Chicago detective who plays by his own rules, don't they all, though? A dangerous habit, especially when he breaks the code of silence to blow the lid off a deadly police cover-up. Now an outcast, he receives little help from his embittered fellow officers when he's hurled into a blistering battle against rival drug kingpins. But Cusack is a one-man army, waging war on the criminals with his razor-sharp wits, lightning-fast karate moves, and a remote-controlled, rocket-equipped tank. Henry Silva and Dennis Farina co-star. That's part of the reason this movie's awesome. You gotta love Henry Silva. I mean, Sharky's Machine, that movie is ridiculous. And he's so good in it. He's not quite as good in this movie, but he's still really good. I think he's also really good in Above the Law, which I think is Andrew Davis also. So anyway, like I said, very fun Chuck Norris. Could be, if you haven't seen much Chuck, maybe this is your first Chuck. It definitely gives you a sense of what he's capable of and what a good Chuck Norris movie can be. So the special features include audio commentary by director Andrew Davis, interview with screenwriter Michael Butler, interview with composer David Michael Frank, interview with actor Ron Dean, interview with actress Molly Hagen. So a good amount of extra stuff in there. Oh, Burt Remsen's in this too. I like Burt Remsen. He was in a bunch of Altman movies. He's good for character background stuff. Anyway, I also love the cover of this, which is just Chuck Norris holding a shotgun, but he's holding it almost like a handgun, and it looks sort of like Photoshopped on his hand. And the Code of Silence logo is like a drawing of like a detective badge with the Code of Silence on the outside of the badge holder wallet thing. And you can see, anyway, it's cool. One of my favorites in this episode, this and Shakedown would make a great double feature, I think. So that's Code of Silence. And lastly, we have one called Stone Cold Dead from 1979.
I know, Claudia.
When terror walks among us and safety is only an illusion. When someone is out there watching and anyone could be next. When there's nothing you can do and no one can help.
You knew both victims. That means something.
Richard Crenna, Paul Williams, Linda Sorensen, and Belinda J. Montgomery. Stone Cold Dead.
So this is also from Kino Lorber Studio Classics. Also a movie I hadn't seen before, which has a very interesting cover that makes it look like a horror movie, kind of, where a woman is apparently dead in a shower with bullet holes in the glass. The back says, Sergeant Detective Boyd, Richard Crenna, has been assigned to a case with no ordinary circumstances. He is taunted by a sniper who selects only prostitutes as victims and baits police with photographs of the victims at the exact moments of their deaths. Along the faint trail through the city's main streets, everybody is a suspect, from powerful dope dealer and pimp Julius Kurtz, Paul Williams, that's awesome, to the attractive Monica Page, Linda Sorensen, a spirited and classy hooker. Boyd enlists the help of a streetwise policewoman, Sandy McCauley, Belinda J. Montgomery, who goes undercover as Boyd and McCauley slowly piece together the few elusive clues and await the sniper lurking in the dark corners of the city. Based on the best-selling novel, The Sin Sniper by Hugh Garner, Stone Cold Dead marks the stellar writing and directing debut of George Mandulak, who did The Kidnapping of the President. I think that has William Shatner. Alberta Watson, Spanking the Monkey, The Sweet Hereafter, co-stars in this unforgettable thriller with a shocking twist ending. Yeah, the ending's not bad. I'll definitely give him that. I love Richard Crenna, you know, who made his reputation with First Blood as John Rambo's commanding officer.
Never possessed God in heaven to make a man like Rambo.
God didn't make Rambo. I made him.
Who the hell are you?
Sam Trotman. Colonel Samuel Trotman.
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Your boy?
I recruited him. I trained him. I commanded him in Vietnam for 3 years. I'd say that makes him mine.
I wonder why the Pentagon would send a full-bird colonel down here to handle this.
The Army thought I might be able to help.
Well, I don't know in what way. Rambo's a civilian now. He's my problem.
I don't think you understand. I didn't come here to rescue Rambo from you. I came here to rescue you from him.
Well, we all appreciate your concern, Colonel. And we'll try to be extra careful.
I'm just amazed that he allowed any of your posse to live.
Is that right?
Strictly speaking, he slipped up. You're lucky to be breathing.
That's just great. Colonel, you came out here to find out why one of your machines blew a gasket.
You don't seem to want to accept the fact that you're dealing with an expert in guerrilla warfare. With a man who's the best. With guns, with knives, with his bare hands. A man who's been trained to ignore pain. Ignore weather. To live off the land. to eat things and to make a billy goat puke. In Vietnam, his job was to dispose of enemy personnel. To kill. Period. Win by attrition. Well, Rambo was the best.
And he's really good in Wait Until Dark, too. And Paul Williams, I find he tends to show up in movies and it gives them this certain cult cachet for some reason. Maybe it's because I associate him so much with Phantom of the Paradise and the Muppets, and I don't know. He looks a little older and shaggier in this, but he always elevates for me. So yeah, this one's definitely interesting and one of those movies that I love when Kino throws a spotlight on that would otherwise probably disappear completely. So the special features include an interview with director George Mandulik, and an audio commentary by film historians Howard S. Berger and Nathaniel Thompson. Good track. R-rated, which is definitely makes it an interesting. Maybe you could triple this with Code of Silence and Shakedown. Might be interesting. So that is it for my Cops roundup. I may try and do another one of these as more police detective movies come out in 2018. But hopefully you enjoyed this. My loose thematics may or may not make for an interesting episode, I don't know. But these are some good discs, regardless, and worth your time. So thank you for listening. Have a wonderful and Blu-ray-filled week, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.